The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered him, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. St. James says, "Blessed is the man who perseveres in temptation." And you might find this interesting. The Greek word for temptation is peristene, and literally that means test. Whenever you think temptation, just swap in the word test. Spiritually speaking, that always works. You'd be amazed how many people feel like they've committed a sin just because they've been tempted, and they feel soiled, and they feel dirty, as though they've done something wrong. But Jesus himself was tempted, and all the Gospels tell us that. Whenever you think temptation, just think test. St. James says God himself tempts no one, but he does allow it. Let's try to understand why. Probably the best answer to the question of why God allows temptation comes from St. Catherine of Siena, who says that God utilizes the devil like an instrument. Yes, to test you. Not that you'll be defeated, but that you will conquer and prove your love and strengthen your virtue such that your temptations become a direct cause of your holiness. And through it all, God gives you everything you need. And no evil spirit can possibly change that. God provides everything that you need. But have you ever heard people say this? They'll say, "I know God won't give me more than I can handle." Have you heard people say that before? They say it all the time. And they, with such certainty, it's like they think they're quoting the Psalms. Or they're quoting the Proverbs. "God won't give me more than I can handle," they say. Would it surprise you to learn that that's not true? It's also not from the Scriptures or from any saint. Most importantly, it's not true. God not only will give you more than you can handle, God will often give you more than you can handle, especially when he wants you to change course in life. But what God will not do, and this does come from St. James, is he will not allow you to be tested beyond your strength. You'll always be given everything that you need. And the key to remembering that is to remember the presence of Christ. So here in the Gospel, we hear this story of the apostles who get into a boat with the Lord, and it begins with this seemingly irrelevant detail that they've forgotten to bring bread, and they get worried, and Jesus says to them, "What are you thinking? Have you forgotten who's in the boat with you? Have you forgotten that I multiplied so much bread for 5,000 that there was leftovers, and then I did it again for a crowd of 4,000, and there were leftovers? Have you forgotten that the one in the boat with you is himself the bread of life? Have you forgotten?" And the answer is yes. They forgot, and we forgot. That's usually when God sends us, quote, quote, more than we can handle. I saw a funny little quip the other day, an imaginary dialogue between God and a man, and the dialogue went something like this. The man prays to God, and he says, "I've had it. I quit. I can't do this anymore. I can't do this all on my own." And God replies, "Good. Now I can finally get started." Do you feel overwhelmed? Do you feel angry? Do you feel discouraged? You commit the same sins over and over and over again. You're forgetting. You're forgetting God's presence. You're forgetting the source of your strength, who never allows you to be tested beyond that strength. God is always with us. Let's always be with Him.